Boa noite, meu irmão, porque eu respeito muito.
Okay, good night, Honorable. We padre está hace falta. Dice el secretario, su cámara, secretario, hace falta. Your leader will help us and introduce you to that.
Fella Driscoll, Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Yes. Don't worry,
Thank you, Chair, for agreeing to be at first of all. And we would like to apologize for the fact that we were late. We got lost in this huge building and there was kind of a misunderstanding because we had talked and we were moving from one room to another until we got here. So I hope that apology is accepted. We are the members of GDP, Dimpo Dikobani, which means combined talent and future. Our company has been around for 5 years. I am Bulela and I work in the production department in the company. That is not Sisi. She is assisting the agency. This is Nelly. She's head of transport in the company. This is Sandile, head of training in the company. Sika, she's in finance, head of finance. That is Jim, head of agency. And that is Doc Matuzini in marketing. So,
don't worry.
This is the reason why I was trying to introduce the company before I introduced people's names. Because now I introduced the names and the portfolio in the company. Okay? Our company, as I was saying, has been around for 5 years. And in that time, we've done 2 feature films, Ukamene Kailisha, which won Golden Bear Award, and also The Son of Man. We've also done 5 stage shows that have toured internationally. The company has just recently restructured and we are running ourselves now with the aim of being self-sustainable. The company is built on 3 legs, the academy, repertory company, and agency. Okay, the company represents, this I should have said earlier, the company represents the rich artistic diversity and talent, as the name Dimpo Dikobani says. It represents the rich artistic diversity and talent from our country. Like I said, that we are trying to be self-sustainable. And so far we did 2 stage shows. We're doing 1 show that we've been doing. It's The Bag of Okra, and we're hoping to turn it into a film next year. Now we're doing a stage show of that show. And then we're also workshopping Jim's Big Bang. It's about the revolution of mankind. It's about the evolution of mankind here in Africa. We're still workshopping that. And the reason we have met with the portfolio company last year sometime, and we've met with Honorable Mama there, the portfolio company. We have met some of the members last year. We got that we met with them. Umisa, we met with her, and Mama, we met with her last year. And we spoke about this previous company that we had, the DDK. We're still maintaining the name DDK, but now it's a different company, like I said, because we run it ourselves now, and we're trying to be top of the now. The company has in each company department there are heads. We're trying to teach ourselves in all these departments as we go along, and we're trying to make money on our own. We have the offices in Mowbray, and we have the theater in that same building in Mowbray. So the offices are there, and the theater, the rehearsal space is there. That's where we're doing our workshops. And now, we have discussed with some of the members last year about the previous company and the problems that we encountered. Because we had problems with previous director. He was the director, he was everything, he was running the whole show, he was running everything. So we have the problem as a result of the company dissolved. It has to dissolve. And now this is who we are, this is the new us. And we are hoping, we're coming to the members, the honorable members, we're coming to you as our parents with the hope that you help us achieve these goals that we would like. Because by doing what we're doing, we try to have all these shows, we try to run a company on our own, and we're hoping to create in the future some work for other people, because we'll be rehearsing and we'll be doing different shows and we'll be doing auditions for new members, for new fresh talent to come and join us. And also,
yeah, you said it all good, sorry.
Yes, I want to say, when I say, of course, it's my first time in here in the whole level.
Yeah, I wanted to say on the creative side of the company, as we are seeing ourselves and we are wanting to become this director, because we've got experience in many and maybe more on taking that full direction and cooking so far. Now, in doing all this production, we would also like to invite those well-established directors who can come in and help us with the direction of the adventure. So we are looking just to do them ourselves. We do rely on these people for this experience, and we want to do it into a solid. We don't want to just do that because it's too pushy to do it. So we do want to invite our director. We have before, say it's going to be a 3 months. And as well as I'm a choreographer, because we don't have our own choreographer, like me. We want to learn more from these people who are already established. We do have maybe a choreographer who has with us, which is Joseph, and now Joseph doing some other work. But but because we also want to get fresh ideas, new people who are looking at those people. Well, so far, I call them, I ask them that matter, but we can't go all the way because of things about the money, but we don't have money. But they are very much interested in coming and working with us.
Okay. I take this as introduction of the city. So let's get now, the second thing would be, why are you here? What would you like to fulfill the wish to do? We wanted an understanding of the city, and so we have a team now.
Okay.
Yeah, so that we have a common understanding.
Yeah. Like I said, we were here last year, and we met with some of the members, and then the previous company had just dissolved. This, we just wanted to give a report back to the portfolio committee. This is how far we've gone from the last time we met.
Okay.
Because the company then had dissolved, and now we have created, we are still standing. This is the new company that we have, and it's without that director. We're doing it on our own now. And also, we are struggling finance-wise.
Okay.
We're trying to be self-sustainable. But we would like the committee to adopt this, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Make if it could be, you could make Tina be a project here. Help us achieve these goals and be where we see ourselves. Because we don't, we can do just about anything. We've seen this, because we've accomplished so far so already. And now, how we are doing, we get in money so far is through some gigs. Because we do get invited to gigs. We do create some jobs already. For bringing money for the office. Work and listen
there,
stationary and stuff. We get a gig, we go out there and do a corporate work. That is get invited to, if there's, for instance, Kukona, something happening here at the parliament, and get invited, or by
okay.
introduce and perform after, then we get no money and then we lose.
This is how, in other words, that's how you survive.
This is how you survive.
And
you
also have an agent, so that's how you can working in some things or
doing things. Okay. I'll now give time to members if there are any questions before we say, we promise anything. Maybe you want to ask questions. It's your time, member. I have one question. Don't you have a funder? You depend on donors only. How do you survive besides, you know, being asked by people to come and perform? Don't you have a funder? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a funder.
Not yet.
You know, okay. So government never ever started giving you anything.
Well, who what? They did the previous company.
No, the new one. Unless he leaves the old one.
The
new one. He started this year.
He started this year. It's a very new one.
I think
it's coming to you.
Yeah, but you won't help.
Thank you very much. I want to welcome PDK to this parliament. Tell you that you must feel free to get home.
Yeah,
what I want to know is a question about CDK is that what is your relation with the Ukam and Kailisha?
We are, Ukam and Kailisha is CDK. We are the company, the cast members of CDK did Ukam and Kailisha.
When?
And we created
She
is still around. Unfortunately, she's not in this company because she happens to be married to the director we had a problem with.
So they formed a new company.
So
she is there with the husband.
Thank you very much. I think last time when I incidentally met you, you had this dilemma of being under a directorship of someone who was depleting the company, which was quite unfortunate. Now you are coming back now having been born again, made anew. Honorable members, it dovetails into a notion that we once talked about in our two or three meetings ago, that we need to explore the talent that is not known there, the talent that is obscure. Let's meet, what is this? We were saying, meeting the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to polish the talent that is out there. Fortunately, in front of us, we have a talent. All we need to do now is to look at the possibility of oiling that talent so that it can grow. And I must say that I'm grateful about some innovation that you have made, because I was worried about you just dying the natural death with the talent that you have. We know when companies like yourselves are coming to this committee, they come to this committee appealing for assistance. It is true that we represent government. Representing government, therefore, we look at possibilities that government can be funding companies of your nature. But you would understand that there are processes, procedures, and everything that needs to be followed in terms of looking at the authenticity of the company, looking at how stable will it be, and what sources or what reserves in the department could we be looking at, or what is it that we can influence the department to do to sort of look into your needs. It's something that that perhaps I would personally say, and I'm sure I'm lobbying them, I would personally say that here is a young talent, a known talent, made young, that we need to look at supporting. I must say that we will look at possibilities. We will look at possibilities. I'm not saying we are going to ask the minister or the department to fund you. We will look at possibilities of nurturing the talent that we need, because this talent we need, it should not die. Chairperson, I just wanted to make
Okay, thank you. Yeah, surely I agree with what
Honorable Trump
said. I think the avenues of, for example, the National Arts Council have been, as we make use of them, because surely, to get money from the department, surely you either have to be an entity, or you have to make use of the grant. And at the moment, I think the National Arts Council is almost the only one giving that. I'm not sure about Lotus, non-existent at the moment, but surely there are also some scope in the old previous Lotus. I'm not sure what's in the new one comes in. But as every province, the Arts Council does have facilities to entertain application for grants. And I think with your credentials of Prime Minister Alicia, you should utilize that, and others, with your ability. And I'm sure that that you should keep that also urgent attention. There is procedures and you're on you again. Surely, you know, but you will have to go and explain and do that, because the finance is really strange. It's just the doctor's the budget for the next year or longer even. But you know, to get through the whole thing, chairperson, person, there should be quick action. And maybe that should also, that avenue of the Arts Council, I think, especially in the different programs, should be taken up.
Yeah.
I don't
think that she probably had entities, but not from the subject. And they're not, you know, in the list of entities. And I was tired of thinking, how do entities get into the list? Maybe Mambo will tell us. Because they are not in the list of entities. It means that for them to be in the list, they should be the Arts Council, the province Arts Council of the province.
This is just the school day.
Okay.
So they have time
to I'm trying to follow.
Okay.
So that we also assist them, you know, as the social economy to pressurize these people to put them in the English. Put pressure on them to make sure that they put them in the list. But what are the procedures? How do you make sure that you specialize them to put them in the list of
entities? Entity is not that easy, Chair. I mean, if I recall correctly, and I don't think any of us can actually answer that at this moment, but surely those belonging to government in some way, either locally or provincially or nationally, can entities in the government fund them. So I don't think they... You cannot just apply for an entity if you don't have a track record. I think you should go for grants first and then see. And maybe we should ask the minister. What the
committee is. The idea to change the minister that the agriculture is transformed. If we have entities that have been there for more than 8 years and we have newborn, you know.
The national
arts council? Exactly. We should go to centralize the arts council. To make sure that the newborns, you know, are also getting, you know, in the list of entities. The how far I do not know. And it's something that we can make a follow up and check, but how do we make sure that these people or people again are also among the people that are recognized in South Africa? All of them are here.
I think what
you
could
because
I think their immediate need now is for them to access some sponsorship. I think for them, the immediate is to access some sponsorship. So what they need to look at is whether or not they should apply to the national or the province, you know, it's just the national art council that's now discussing that. Because I think they may be...
Can I make a follow-up? You say the first thing is to apply to the national art council.
For financial assistance.
For financial
assistance. And then the issue that you raised would really, can really be looked at the later stage. I think for them, the important thing and the urgent thing is to access financial resources. That's what they want. That's what they need. So I think maybe we should push it further.
We're trying to
the
way
of
assisting you. So we are following, you know, the procedure that you apply to the National Council first. Do you want to say something?
Something I couldn't understand about this entity. I'm lost there. Who's the entity? What's this thing about qualifying to be? I don't understand that entity thing.
I think entities are stuff like all the playhouses, the museums, national library for the branch. It's funded from the government. But surely it is a sponsorship chair. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. It's the National Arts Council or the body at the moment that receives X amount from the Department of Arts and Culture to provide grants to people like yourself. You can even go further than that. You could go and see playhouses and ask them if they don't have, which I don't sell, but I never know. But we should try all the avenues in the art world within your type of business, theatres or whatever. Or try a sister. I mean, you know, one doesn't know.
I think it's all the problem.
Like a lot of the mining groups who are big business. Those are people who sponsor a lot of things. And you should just listen in the culture, you should go and try to go to all these festivals, the Grand Festival, the Car Festival, all those things. Because you have to be to sell yourself to get sponsorship as well. And those are very good places to go.
I have something to say, but let me wait for the other members to say something on what you said.
Thank you so much for waiting for me. One thing we should be saying, I get a sense that we need to assist. And the way we are assisting should not be saying, go to that door. No. We should be saying we will accompany you to that door, because the weight of the request that will be made, whether it's for a donation or a sponsorship, will be when we have something that accompanies that what makes that that request. If they should be applying for sponsorship from the National Arts Council, then they should mention that we have met the Portfolio Committee, and the Portfolio Committee should confirm that, having met this particular group, it is our desire, therefore that they should not fall off the one name, the conveying belt, you know. That is the way that we need to approach this. That's why I was talking about processes and procedures. If the ministry itself can explore avenues with our recommendations as the committee, Ujola can explore those avenues. If the department itself has got an advice to let, it's only when they get convinced that we have met this company, we believe as the committee that the company might be new, but the challenge is old, and that is the challenge that we don't want to take. Yeah, I think those are the processes that we need to agree as a committee, that together, we will stroll together towards, in fact, achieving what they require. I just wanted to put that.
We have a deal with some of my friends, because they are coming to us in order to ask it. So if you say to them, go there, I mean, really. Now I would like to say, let us make sure, if we have had this Portfolio Committee with power to meet the Arts Council, provincial Arts Council or national Arts Council, maybe if we have a right to invite them and their account and okay, I'm given money now. It's to write a letter, but already we have a program. It is already full. We cannot say we are going to meet them at this stage. But let us find ways in between that time. Write a letter, I will do that. Write a letter to the National Arts Council.
because they need help from us as popular policy, and we need to assist them. And even going to the minister, it is not a problem for me to go to the minister and say, "Minister, please, we have here are the young, come, you know, please. They are born again, they want to do something. They are all, they have all talents, but they have new companies. Please assist me." So let us look at those avenues. I'm telling you, Mr. Palabra, you go to these companies, these mining companies, if they don't know you, they won't give you anything. Unless you have someone with a way to knock at the door, they will only give you money when you are with someone that, you know, is known by them. It's not easy to see.
One other thing, this is our Zoom at the thing of my mother for the banana. Yeah. What were some of the things about their previous life? Ubuti ba balegen yoni kula. Okay. There will be questions. You will be asked some questions. It's not going to be easy at all. Yeah, you will be asked some questions. What happened? Why? And when? You see that kind of a thing. And you have to explain yourself.
And I also want to say to them, if they can write a profile, do you understand?
Yes.
If they want any assistance to come to us to look at the business plan, and you see, if you see that there's something that needs to be added, so we have experts, the band of women, to come to some normal they will avoid business plan. Now, I think you need to come up with a business plan. And also, even if it's not a formal meeting like this one, yes. We'll call Mr. Van der Waals or the management, yes. Mr. Van der Waals. Mr. Van der Waals is from the GA, but you can't say so.
Very constructive.
Very, very giving. Don't be surprised when I say Mr. Van der Waals. He's very good. And she is a friend as a minister. She's a close friend to the minister. So if we have one, it's not this. The minister is her best friend. So we always can, you know. She's always agreeing with us. So I think give us your come up with your business plan. We will make time to have this policy to look at it and present to the minister. Rather than saying, you know, minister, there are these people, he's an international restaurant. He will say, give me the profile and also
on the ground.
You already have. If you are not people, you already have. That's easy. Just visit it to all members. Ask, give it to me. And then we look at it and also, because when you speak to the minister, you must have something that says, these are the people. I think the activities, what are the activities, you go down and talk about the objectives and end objectives of this. Anything, say we are young, talented, young, and we want to take those that are out there to be part of us and, you know what works. You know your end objectives. I'm sure in your profile you do have some. But put it in your business plan, then down there, you talk about the need. The need doesn't cost. You should cost the need. If you say we have an office, the rent of the office is 3,000 a month, you put it down. What you know what it is.
Yeah.
And then go down and talk about Because what is important, you should estimate how much you want. If you say you need about 20,000, for example, or 50,000 maybe, or that, at least you should have something that you're saying these are the needs of the public production.
Just a lady my call, and I will just give you, if you write to me, I'll forward you all the festivals. I have contact almost with every festival of a individual on that committee, and you can go, you know, write to them, or I'll write and say this is a new group that came to the committee, and on performances, they're not necessarily sponsored, but they might direct it to it, on performances to try and get some visibility for yourself as well.
In fact, I wanted Jefferson to emphasize the importance of them submitting also the business plan, in that, you know, Arts and Culture has been also identified, by the way, as an institution that can also create or contribute to job creation. So that it is very much important that you mention also that as to how many people are going to employ in that entity. I think you know now what is an entity. So that I wanted to
And then if they join the airport, we should also talk about the majority of young people in the instead of their thing, their self-sustain. So that is also a very that you could create jobs to young people.
And they also need to be protected, not to be abused as as they were in their previous life. I don't know how to put that. It's okay. Yeah.
You don't have abuse.
Yeah.
And kids. Is there anything that you want to say?
No comment. I said to something about the legalization more than
I don't know if you want to say something, but let me talk about programs. Programs actually will be the portfolio committee or a future rise committee to the art couple. The second one is the GDK giving us their business plan. I'm sure you want to sit down and do it. And I should also go with equations of the money that you want for you to survive. And it's a pity you only, as Mr. Sullivan was saying, that we're going through the finances and look at the, you know, if we had this last year, we should have fought and fear to make sure that they are part of people that are going to be funded. But it's never too late. We'll try our best. Once you get your business plan, the third one is that of making sure that don't worry about Mr. Sandoval being the team. He's very good. Don't worry. Make sure that you So that, and in the meantime, we'll communicate. Umiza will be the contact person between you and us. Umiza will tell us when to see us in terms of the And you are not in the process, so we make sure that we find time for you to look at the your business plan. In between, we'll squeeze. Hey, I'll love you, but I'll see the rest of you. Sometimes we find a situation where we speak people without you, but we make sure that we apologize for this. I don't know when we are going to see you. That will be between Umiva and you, and then Umiva and the secretary. The two of them will squeeze and make sure that we see you with the business plan, and maybe you get a report that time that says yes, we did that to the national conference. Not only by saying we take the phone to see the dinner, make an appointment with Palavar, give a friend to the minister. We'll also squeeze the minister. So we hear from Uniza and Secretary. Nagi, Nam is the interim of the Secretary of the Minister of the So you hear from us. Thank you for coming. Okay, I'll put it in the
That there are 27 altogether, and 9 of them, I don't know where they are, how much money they get. I think this year, working on checking, are they still functioning, and we will make sure that new entities come in, and we see that these entities, you know, it's useless to keep them. We have a right to say, we don't see why these entities are still here, and book new ones. And I hear the procedures that is going through the National Arts Council, Provincial Council, and we'll go, you know, we'll do all that. We'll make sure that you are one of the entities. And that is the end of it. It's our tribe, you see. Don't want to go, 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 to go,
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm on page 2 now. Okay, Honorable Marileva, Honorable Salazar, Honorable Mota.
What
is that? Page 2. And tell us the paragraph and.
Under adoption of the concept.
Okay.
The third line from the bottom.
Okay.
Shiva was signed at the age of the land. It was the land, not Shiva.
Did you
have three lines?
This is
there were two.
There were two issues.
I was checking on the road.
Can we can we then take all the omission and then we'll then discuss them? Honorable Father Bart, and then some of my time, then we'll then discuss the
It is quite correct. Timbuktu is in Mali, not in Cuba. And I think what the committee proposing was that Cuba was the best site or the best visit would be to go to Cuba because of that freedom wall and so forth. The other option was to go to Mali to visit Timbuktu, you and I, and my other I think that's just a confusion there. That Timbuktu was the Mali proposal. Committees discuss that members should be very careful and critical when interviewing the committee. The outgoing board did not perform as required by the Act. Is that what? I think it's too much to be in the minutes. That's my view. I don't know how we can rephrase it. But I don't think we should rephrase it. What is the main and concerns we raised about the existing board and the way they had their performance? But to say they did not perform as required by the Act, because the Act tells our duty and powers. It doesn't have an evaluation system.
No,
so
not at all.
That's trying to answer.
I think the sentiment entailed by the defendant agreed the committee discussed that members should be careful and critical when interviewing the committee. It embodied what we said, that we should be careful in our approach, and then we should be critical where it is
possible.
Where possible, we should be critical. That's what we said. We should not, I don't know what I'm going to use, right? We should not go pussyfoot. We should not go. You were saying sweetheart approach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But at the very same time, I like what you said. What you said, Jefferson, that when we are employing that approach, it should be a reasonable application of such an approach. We should not be seen. We should not be rude, so that we can be able to detect.
The third one that says the outgoing board did not perform as required by the Act. Can we change the Act? Now I would say as required by the Act.
I'd rather delete it, otherwise you must go to say the committee members of the committee were concerned about the past performances of the existing book, but that's irrelevant because they're not there anymore.
The whole sentence. We are going forward with not perform. Let's delete the whole sentence, rather. Household safety or no?
Above point 3. The board needs proper monitoring protocol.
Okay.
You lose 8. The board needs proper monitoring.
Okay, maybe the last one. On the shortlisting and candidates. The committee will tell that the members should be very tight.
Could you then say at your place this correction? Move for the adjustment of the minutes with correction. So the minutes of the 27th, March 27th. Accepted by the control committee of Atencasa on the 2nd of May with
I'm not so sure because some of us were very busy for it, the serious meaning of the commission as the portfolio committee. I understand that we want to take a decision, but after a meeting of this nature, the management of course will be able to see if our to assist the committee on writing decisions taken by us in terms of means, so that we avoid a situation where in the next meeting we see them say, no, this thing must be removed and should why.
No,
so
let me quickly respond. When I went to the head of the secretary, they said to me they have to facilitate that data so that we
don't waste time on administration work like collecting spellings and all that. So they promised to save and definitely work on that. But because today it was an opening, and Tamara, you see that this is what in the minute. It's and she pushed us to adopt because of time. And she is terrorized by program. So I think the management does, if you're not here for a long time, and we do understand, the management does it. And sometimes we get minutes in the committee. And then Tamara should set up to say, I have minutes to be adopted in the meeting. Otherwise, you won't know how to be told that there are minutes to be adopted in the meeting. But if Tamara tells us that there will be minutes adopted in the meeting, we'll definitely sit and I'm not quite sure how.
What does somebody to share with us? What is this thing all about? We are members of Francis Cancer, and we must know what is it that they for sure.
I know you have not been here for a long time. You are missing us.
Yeah, no.
And go and read what Umzansi for sure means. Get a profile, go to the research house and ask the research house to tell you what it was going to for sure. I know you are missing us. What else are you doing this committee for a long time?
Yeah.
Go to the research house and definitely give you the background of the university for sure. All of the members, we'll hear from Tamara what to do because we said this is a deal. Of the death of the whole community.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to write a naked flower, write a essay from the committee, plan also members to attend the funeral. We don't know when the funeral is going to be. We will hear from Tamara. But members, let's go and read, as Mrs. van der Berg said, let's go and read the essay because it will take the act, look at material for us to prepare for tomorrow. And let's keep time, members. Oh, there's one thing that I wanted to ask members, that if we have members that are not part of the church in the world, what do we do?
I pretend to go and say it's not Friday, our conferencing is in
okay.
It's a bit sad because having evaluated the candidate, although you can most probably didn't the list of evaluators might have evaluated them. I understand to compare them with other candidates. I'll just say we evaluate those across our team.
It isn't better for you, Mr. Sandberg, because part of us you have a background and the criteria that are going to use. But for those that are not here, that won't know what the thing is. They come back tomorrow. They ask embarrassing questions. We need to take a decision as well if you want to do it. Because we are not part of this discussion. I have an experience of not the member of one of the panelists that asked very, very embarrassing questions, personal, and I'm a bit worried about people that are not part of this discussion. I want to agree with full of the money that I need to spend it on you, unless you convince me and I will reach you. If Jeff businesses come to me, if they just come to me for business, for the, I won't allow them to discuss it anymore. But I want to request members that we should, otherwise, I do, you know, understand Mr. Salavan's request. But could we all be, until the last day, otherwise it's going to be very, very difficult to come back. But Mr. Salavan, because you're not going to do this on Friday, could you then, when we discuss the last part, you know, agree with our findings? What is it? Thank you very much, members, for coming, and it's opening, and I thought that we might have a problem of attendance, but members are here. And let's all prepare for tomorrow, and in the camera, I promise to take this kind of speaking tomorrow. We'll go to
The workshop that I'm supposed to attend on the 7th of May,
to the
11th of May, in Stellenbosch.
Don't worry, our according to what is amazing. Our last day of interviews is the 10th. Am I right? I don't remember.
Yeah, but it's, what I'm saying is that from the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, I'm supposed to be in Stellenbosch.
No,
I'm doing
one place.
No. It's about 5 days, the workshop. Well, even on the 7th, but all the 7th are on. So, I don't know how are we going to do
it. Oh, no, we want it to begin. We want to make sure that we all hear. Especially when we're not going to be already. And how many are going to be if you don't come? Could you make a request to your social community?
Can you make it a
problem? With your chair. Okay, I'll talk to you.
And then on the 10th, I'm graduating.
Okay, that's why you're coming in.
It's the whole day.
Then when is the budget after graduation?
The whole day, I'm still going to perform.
You're going after graduation?
Oh, yes. It's the whole day.
Yes, exactly.
I'm still going to perform.
If you say you can't, you then come to the office and join us.
No problem.